from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Well, I think that's something, you know, historically for us, you know, part of recruiting is your track record. And we've been fortunate to coach some pretty good quarterbacks. We've been fortunate to do it for kind of some decades now. We've been fortunate to have some pretty good quarterback rooms. And I think the Manning family is pretty well aware of that. And I think they trained Arch to try to put himself in the best position to try to play in the best conference in America, and then ultimately put himself in the best position to further his career playing in the National Football League. And so with that, you know, I think Arch's development has been important to the family, and he's reaping the benefit of those things. And so it hasn't been very difficult at all. I think it's been pretty simple for him.
I'll say this. We talked to that Steve Sarkisian yesterday, Texas head coach, talking about his quarterback room. Very famous one. Might have a more famous backup quarterback than his starting quarterback. And his starting quarterback had him in the playoff last year. He's handled that well.
He has.
Like, I remember going into last year, I was like, I don't know if Sark's really, like, cut out to politic this thing the right way. Because this can be delicate. Mm-hmm. Now, credit to Art, too, for he's handled it the right way also. But, like, I don't know. I kind of saw this one getting a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But
Because that's what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens with quarterbacks that are, you know, highly touted backups and all that kind of stuff. I think it probably helps the situation that Quinn Ewers has played well and they've won.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's hard to replace a guy when you're winning. But
you remember this? When Quinn got hurt, the other kid started.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was transferred to Duke. But yeah.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he is. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they were able to manage. Now, I want to say that Arch helped them manage it, but he did, because the fact is that I'm Arch Manning, all right? I should be playing. Or the pressure from the family. He's Arch Manning. He should be playing. But
they seem like the type of family, too, that
– look at it like, well, he is playing really good.
Yeah, he's playing good. And you know what? Maybe it's okay to – just sit for a minute and develop.
Right.
Because that's what they did. You know, maybe they're a little bit more old school in their thinking. I really don't know. All I know is, you know, I don't know who's doing what in this situation, but it hasn't really been a story to them.
Right.
To us and people asking yesterday, that was the first question Sark got yesterday.
Was it?
He did his whole opening salvo and all that kind of stuff. And the first media question was something about Arch.
Dude,
hadn't even played.
He's going to contribute probably as much as he did last year.
Probably.
They're going to blow some teams
best
out.
Case scenario, he's not going to play.
Yeah, they blew some people out. They start the season with Colorado State, then they go to Michigan.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Jeez. Yeah, they got UTSA, Louisiana on Rosso, Mississippi State.
Texas, Michigan week two.
Yeah. So they're going to. So
what a treat.
He's going to get some playing time early on.
Okay.
He's a primary backup.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're going to get a chance to see him and everything because of their schedule and how good they are.
Which, again, is like the normal progression for a college backup. Last year was a freshman. Yeah. He didn't play.
Yeah.
This year he's a sophomore. He'll be the backup. Maybe he'll get some mop-up duty. Maybe he gets injured and he plays. Next year, when Ewers is in the NFL, he'll be the starter.
Right. That's what he used is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he used. That's how it used to be.
That's how it used to be.
I mean, you look at his uncle Eli. Romero Miller started before Eli.
Yeah.
I know Peyton started as a freshman. I don't think he started the first game as a freshman.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there was a little. And then he got in there and he never gave it up.
Yeah, he gave a job back up.
But yeah, like that's the normal isn't the right word because normal anymore is not normal. What we thought was normal. Traditional, maybe? Is that the right word? That's the traditional path?
Yes.
That's the old school path? I don't know what. It's so weird to be like I'm a traditionalist.
It, I mean,
another way for saying old.
I mean, that's what we are.
I know.
The olden ways.
The olden days.
The olden ways of college football was that you waited your turn.
But is it. Hasn't stuff sped up more though?
Yeah,
like, we're older sooner than we should be. Does
as
that make any
what?
Sense?
Thought process?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm not. I mean, I woke up one day, and I guess kids, I guess too, and maybe hanging out with you. You've been rubbing off on me. I don't
what
know
you
what
you've been rubbing off on you.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You got an old school mentality.
I mean, that's okay. I don't have an old school mentality.
Yes,
okay?
You do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you
I
do.
Think and act like my age. It's a big difference.
Okay.
There's plenty of mid-40 guys that act like me.
Yeah.
Okay, then. So how am I any different than any other one?
When did you start acting like this?
I don't know. Acting like what? That's what I'm saying. You got to break that down. Acting like what?
Like an old man.
I don't act like an old man. How do old men act?
Grumpy.
I came out the womb hard and grumpy, okay? All right? I've always been grumpy.
So
I said was okay,
an old school mentality,
man,
from a young age.
That's bullcrap. All right,
you just said you were grumpy when
but
you were
born. But that doesn't mean I'm old.
Okay,
that doesn't mean I'm old.
Got it.
All right, don't mean I'm old. I mean, but that's the first. If all you can say is that you're grumpy, everybody's grumpy.
I'm not.
You're never grumpy.
Not often.
You are dead.
When's the last time you remember being grumpy?
Well, I'm never at home with you.
Oh, well, I'm pretty much the same. I was a little grumpy at about 2:30 this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
When that little son of a gun kept waking up.
Yeah,
like,
but
come
that's
on,
what I'm
dude.
Saying. I'm not. A,
go
I'm,
to sleep.
But
man.
I'm not a what's the word I'm looking for? A routinely grumpy person.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not a routinely grumpy person. But if that's all you got, but you're grumpy. Hell yeah, I'm grumpy.
Okay.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm cool.
Just put a pin in that, because it won't be long. Before the end of the week, like before the end of the show tomorrow, you will refer to yourself as something, like old school or something like
yes,
that.
Yes,
I You have, just don't
I,
like
I
me
have,
saying
I have an old school thought process.
That's what I just said.
But no, you call me old.
Well, I said that after.
Yeah. Like, but what is the old school?
You're not old. You're like 43.
But what is an old school mentality compared? It's just
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's not the thought process of this.
All I'm saying is, really the whole point of that was, like, I think because of how quickly things have gotten
They went so fast.
Like, 5 years ago, what we were used to was pretty normal still.
Yes.
And now in college football, everything is so instantaneous that the mentality that we have when we talk about college football is very old.
Why did it speed up so fast?
Everything changed at once. I don't know.
Like everything.
Was it the Ed O'Bannon trial? Like they won that, and so then the floodgates opened?
I don't know. But I mean, everything.
I think it was a confluence of a lot of different stuff at once. And it was building, right?
Yeah.
Like it was building towards NIL. It was the free transfer thing and then the transfer portal. I also think that it's a generational thing in some ways.
I
not
agree.
To sit here and crap on kids all the time, but like
the
TV
deals.
I think that the money, like I think all of it, sort of built to this weird bubble that burst to now, and it's still we don't know where it's going. We're still, I think, in the transition period between what was and what will be, but it just sped up.
Yeah, man.
I feel like what's the guy that got out of Shawshank? World went and got in a big damn hurry. No, not Andy Dufresne, the old guy. The hung himself.
Brooks, yeah.
I feel like Brooks,
got in
man.
Hold. I agree
World
with that.
Got in a big damn hurry.
I always remember being on College Football Game Time. Obviously, a great show, everything like that. We used to have so much fun doing it. But I would argue with Chuck Reed and Chris Goforth and when Fricky was feeling, there's no way they're going to pay these players. There's no way they're going to expand the playoffs. And I'd be damned if it just woof,
here we are.
Woof.
Yeah, everything we said wouldn't happen has happened. Quinn Ewers will start in his third different conference this year. Well, I guess he didn't start in the Big Ten,
no.
But he pulled back up for Ohio State.
Yeah.
Then he was in the Big 12 last year, and now he's in the SEC.
Dude, that dude.
Three conferences in 3 years.
Yeah, he done cleaned up, too.
There you go, Quinn.
He done cleaned up.
Yeah.
I mean.
He's made a lot of NIL.
He's made a lot of bread. A whole lot of bread, man. But he's a good damn player.
Atlanta United had a 2-0 lead at halftime and played really well in the first half, honestly. Like, they had some really nice moments. They had some nice moments in the second half, too, offensively. They just couldn't score. Bad giveaway led to the first goal. Soft penalty led to the second goal. Zonde Silva had 100 chances in the second half and should have had a couple goals and didn't. And here we are talking about Atlanta United surrendering a lead at home again.
Yeah, man. So. I mean, it's even when they had their Disney players, this happens. So, I mean, obviously there's going to be some moves made. They got to get some better performers up in this, on this team. I know it was a Wednesday game and the weather was crazy yesterday, but I mean, I don't remember the last time I saw the stadium look like that.
I know.
You know, and again,
I thought the same thing.
Wednesday.
It got better
rain,
as the game went on.
And that's why I said Wednesday,
but
rain,
kickoff,
everything
was,
like that. Yeah, but it was a disappointing. I know it was a draw, but that one just felt like, you know, that the whole thing.
Yep.
Draw that feels like a win. This felt like a damn loss yesterday, especially because you're up 2-0 and everything like that. And, you know, understanding the business of the business and their business model, trading away their best players and everything like that. So what is the new business model? Go get somebody to fill those voids just so you can probably sell them again?
Yeah, if let's be optimistic, I guess, about what it is. You sold off all the good guys for money, right? So optimistically, now you'd spend all that money on new good guys.
Yes.
Well, the transfer window opens today.
Yes, it does.
So
go get
some
new guys. Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. Like,
go get somebody.
That's what the money's for, right?
I think.
It's not the pocket. It's not for Arthur Blank to go get him a new yacht.
And again, to be fair, like, because not to apply the same standard to every team, because every team's different. Mm. They've spent.
Yeah, oh,
they've,
no doubt about that.
Spent
they
money.
Went and got
they've
players.
Gone out and got
yes.
guys. Yeah,
yes.
yeah. It just hadn't turned into a lot of wins lately, but they've gone out and spent. So go get guys, and hopefully it works this time, because you know what it is. They're here for a couple of years. Hopefully they play great, and then you sell them for more than you bought them for.
Yeah.
Turn in a profit. Atlanta Hawks played the Lakers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There's in summer league.
How many
yesterday?
More summer league games left? Four?
Like that? Huh. Not enough.
Ooh.
We need more of those games, like last night. It was a real barn burner. I did get to see Bronny play. Hadn't really seen him play since USC.
Uh-huh.
Not great.
No. Fifth pick.
Yep. He looked like the 55th
pick. Yeah, because he's what I'm saying, the 55th
exactly
pick.
Exactly what he looked like.
Yeah, I mean, not too many 55th picks are good.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
But, I mean, he had his best game. He scored his most points and everything like that, but yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's kind of – he played like the 55th pick, and I don't think it has to be that much more than that. Like,
why is
to
it?
Devote too much anger towards that would be absurd.
But I
hadn't watched the full thing in ever since college, and yeah. He's going to
– He'll be in the G League for a long time.
No.
No. Going to Afghanistan?
He would be in the G League if his last name wasn't James, but he'll be on that bench. But he's not going to play much.
So.
You think so? He signed a
I know, but
guaranteed contract.
I know, but still, I think they'll start down there.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Ricochet didn't play. The Hawks lost?
Yes.
They lost?
Yes.
They lost the game. Dang it. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.